I want to ask you next about the work that you've done with non-academics, with practitioners, for example, in theatre.
Well, so I'm putting on one side those few very interesting and fortunate cases where I've been able to produce translations myself for the theatre. Talking about now advising or talking with people who are putting on productions of other translations. Now, to a large extent, I've found that my most productive input has in fact been talking with the director or the director and the designer before rehearsals begin or during the course of rehearsals. In actual rehearsal, so if I, there's less of a role. There are so many other things going on in rehearsal. But I've found that if I sit through 3 hours of rehearsal, probably the most I can do at the end of that is point out something that seemed to be emerging in stage terms, and particularly perhaps in stage terms in relation to the text, which might not have been apparent to the director and the actors. I thought it was very interesting the way that the motif of something or other was coming through in the way you moved, or something of that kind. So I think actually my input in rehearsal, apart from being asked how on earth do you say this name and that kind of thing, I couldn't say it's been that big. I've had more role in talking with the director, and what I've usually been able to do in a terrifically unpredictable way is the director talks about their interpretation or asks questions, and I more or less pour out ideas, and some of them they pick up and some of them they don't. But I think actually my input has been more in terms of what one might call theatrical motifs, theatrical shaping, than it has actually been in relation to the text. To some extent I felt, I mean, the two, for example, when I had quite a lot to do with Royal Shakespeare Company when they did Thebans with Timberlake Wurtenberger's translation, very measured translation, very, very carefully worded, but quite austere. I think to some extent there was a feeling, keep off the translation. Now, I was not there to intimidate the translator. That was not why the professor had been called in. When I worked with Katie Mitchell on Ted Hughes' translation of the Ostia, that was different again, because I felt there was a constant tension between what Katie Mitchell might have commissioned if she commissioned her own translation, and this translation that she'd been given. Ted Hughes was dead, there was no changing it. Ted Hughes was a great figure. It was amazing that he produced this Ostia towards the end of his life. And it was not our role to change it or to ironize it or undermine it.
Did it concern you at all that Hughes, I mean, for all his poetic genius, was not actually working directly from the group, was in a sense creating something that wouldn't normally be described as a translation?
Yes, well, that did come through sometimes, and I did work out that he was working primarily from Vellacott's Penguin. I don't say he was working exclusively from that. Well, the only time that came up was when, if something looked like worth following, and Katie Mitchell would say, what about making something of this? When I knew it was something that had no equivalent in the original, all I could say is, well, that doesn't have any equivalent in the original. That's in no way a prohibition on making something out of it, because she wasn't working with the original, she was working with the translation. But I suppose it was a factor for her to know whether or not it was in the original.
Yeah.